trans folk discuss their journeys and challenges coming out, being misgendered, and in the workplace. Chris Exposito shared some of their experience being gender nonconforming.
We run into more of a psychological shame that we battle in that, am I too feminine? Am I too masculine? What does it mean? And we run into this little bit of an internal quandary.
Becky Miller is a teacher who has a transgender son. She says she's taken lessons learned helping her child transition into the classroom, like trying to avoid pronouns with her students.
I actually called some of my students chicken nuggets the other day rather than boys and girls or something like that. I try to find general neutral things, and they thought that was hilarious.
The panelists shared a laugh in the moment, but the conversation became serious as they discussed the many bills currently in state legislatures across the country that could dial back transgender rights, specifically when it comes to healthcare access. Isabel Porter says these moves make her furious.
When we open up the door even a little bit to injustices to treat people like we're not people, that is taking us backwards. It's taking us in a disgusting and terrible direction. And I'm just ready to support whomever I can, however I can, and to let people in power know that this isn't the way it works.
Porter and other trans folks said they are asking people to work to be stronger allies and to call out transphobia when they see it. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.